You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Resilio Studio is a design practice dedicated to building a resilient and regenerative Tamaki Makaurau. They do this through ecological design, social innovation, and education. They work with various stakeholders throughout the design process to create a better outcome for all parties. I spoke with Gary Marshall and Finn Mackesy to find out more about this new angle on the design process. So what separates Resilio Studio from any other design organisation?
Well, I think some of the things that separate us from other design practices is probably the diversity of projects that we take on. We kind of work across the realms of landscape and urbanism, architectural design, social innovation, and education as well. So there's not many practices that we know of that work across those particular fields of design. And one of the things that we like to bring to our practice is this idea that the future of design, we need to start breaking out of our kind of disciplinary kind of silos, if you like. So quite often, if you ask an architect to solve a problem, they'll more than likely tell you that the solution to your problem is a building, and that may or may not be the case. And what we like to think we bring to the table is a more kind of open view about what design can bring to the problems that you're trying to solve.
I think another differentiating factor for Resilio Studio from a lot of other contemporary design practices is designing solutions not for, but if and when possible with the potential client or the people who whose challenge it actually is. So I think a lot of design historically has been about the designers over here, and the people receiving the design solution are separate from that process. And so if and where possible, we try to work with clients and those affected by the challenge to collectively solve problems.
Sorry, add one more to that as well. It's probably a focus on kind of building resilience and sustainability, and that's not new to the field of design, but we bring resilience and building resilience to the core of our practice, and I think that's distinct from trying to build sustainability, where sustainability is about trying to reach some sort of equilibrium. Resilience is recognising that change is kind of inevitable, and we need to start recognising this and start designing solutions that allow us to build more robust systems which are resistant to undesired change, or more adaptable, and or more adaptable systems which allow us to change more readily.
Okay, so there's quite a focus on engaging with each and every different stakeholder, right? You're kind of considering everyone in the process, regardless of what you're designing.
Sometimes that's not always possible, and I guess it depends on the project, but ideally, a holistic design solution will be designing for the whole system, not just an individual client or an individual stakeholder.
So in that context, we kind of think that almost all of our projects are co-design projects, and whether or not that's a kind of a stakeholder, a project partner, an end user, there's lots of kind of little nuances about how you think about who you're designing for and with, and each project kind of demands different ways about how you think about engaging those kind of co-designers.
So by co-design, you mean it's you guys working with the client, and what exactly do you mean by co-design?
Well, we kind of follow a relatively kind of traditional design process in terms of you've got a problem, you kind of analyse that problem and you start searching for solutions, and then you refine kind of the winners of the bunch of the concepts that you've generated, is that you bring the end user or the client or the stakeholder, or whoever those people happen to be that you're working with, into that process right at the very beginning. So in an ideal situation is you're collectively defining what the problem and the challenge is that you're trying to take on, and then you are sharing the work in terms of trying to understand and analyse those problems, and then you're kind of collectively generating solutions for those as well. So where possible, they are involved at every step in the process.
Right, okay. And what projects has Resilio Studio completed or is currently completing?
Well, we're quite a young firm, so we haven't really completed that many. The major completed work we've done is a design guideline for Auckland Transport walking and cycling team. So it's called the Local Path Design Guide. And that's what we worked with Auckland Transport and Auckland Parks Department to establish kind of principles and guidelines about how you can retrofit streets and parks to accommodate more walking and cycling. So how do we kind of shift towards a culture where walking and cycling is the most preferred and easy means for transport on a day-to-day basis? We have been working on a little bit of what we call my ecological design, so working on a couple of a stream restoration project, and we work a little bit with constructed wetlands and other types of ecological systems. We are working on a local path in Tamaki and doing a feasibility study for another shared path in Gisborne, so we work quite a lot with active transport, and we do quite a lot of residential designs, kind of working particularly towards productive landscapes and trying to build our local resilience in terms of locally produced food. And we're doing a few renovations and architectural design projects as well, so we've got our first two houses kind of underway at the moment. We're doing one in Ragland and one in Murawai. And I might hand over to Finn to cover the education and social innovation stuff.
So in terms of, I guess, completed projects, particularly for some of the stuff that fits more in the social design space around the social innovation, is arguably it's a different type of design. And so a finished product isn't, you know, a ta-da. There's not necessarily some tangible. Sometimes there is. There's a tangible manifestation, but often it's a more an ongoing process. So we're working in the health sector now, running an innovation lab with Healthy Families. And we've got, three different projects that we've been working on the ground, two down in Ōtara and one out west in Rānui. And so that's still ongoing. So that's not necessarily completed works in the same way, but prototyping various opportunities to address some of the, I guess, food-related health issues that are chronic to some of those communities.
So in that context, we've been working with Healthy Families, kind of what we call generating prototypes or kind of initial ideas about how to better engage community in the space of food and wellbeing. And so we've worked in Rānui, we've worked with primary schools, kind of, what was the prototype for that?
Rānui Primary School, that was the Rānui Power Pack, and that was about providing a healthy school lunch for $2.50 that was actually designed by students from that school, everything from the name to the branding to the packaging to the actual contents.
Okay.
And then similarly down in Ōtara doing other prototypes on the ground to try to see what works and what resonates with the community.
And in the education space, we've been working with Unitech Landscape Architecture School, running a studio there on kind of a design methodology called tactical urbanism, which is about engaging the community in building public realm projects. And then we've been working with AUT and Design for Sustainability, and we're just about to start working. We're going to be one of the leading consultants for the design thinking paper at the AUT, which is run through the business school.
Resilio Studios, it extends beyond Auckland. Is it nationwide or?
So our focus is Auckland. We, that's our primary focus. We're an Auckland-based design firm, but as opportunities arise, we are working outside of the Auckland region or the Auckland bioregion, as we'd more commonly refer to this area as. Although our focus is Auckland, we don't limit ourselves to just the Auckland Council territorial boundaries.
And what kind of clientele are you dealing with? Is it private or is it governments coming to you? Or?
A whole range, yeah. So we've got government, local government, central government contracts, as well as private residents, as Gary alluded to before, particularly when it comes to residential property design and buildings. That's more in the private space. But there's, a fair bit of public sector, Auckland Transport, Auckland Council, Ministry of Health, and then also the tertiary institutes, Unitech, AUT.
And I noticed on your website you work in a team of four. Is that considered small in the scheme of design organisations?
I'd say yeah.
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 Yeah, pretty small firm. I mean,
we prefer lean.
Yeah. our core business is, I guess, landscape architecture. Well, that's where three of us have got training in landscape architecture. So in the realm of landscape architecture, that's a small to medium-sized practice. But again, as far as we know, most of those practices focus solely on one or two areas of design, where we try to, I guess, focus on quite a few. So in that context, we are very small for the range of projects that we're trying to work on. Yeah.
And that's obviously intentional, is it, to keep this a core group, or you want to expand? Or
I wouldn't say necessarily expansion or development is desirable in the context of it helps us fulfill on our kaupapa, on what we're about and what we're trying to do, which is essentially build resilience. So yeah, I guess more team members would increase our capacity to do that. So that's desirable, but we don't necessarily have a desire to grow or expand for the sake of expansion. So it's got to be purposeful.
Yeah, I could imagine that we don't really have a desire to be kind of one of the biggest design firms in Auckland or anything like that. I could imagine that over time, all things being equal, is that we'd probably increase our team size a little bit, but I think we'd want to stay relatively small and nimble and lean.
Hmm. Hmm. Yeah, want to be able to focus on projects that I guess are core to our business and do those projects really well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.